We're on the trolley back alley, heading down to Nutmeg Junction. On the trolley back alley, heading for some Nutmeg function. All the people we see and the places we go, we'll have you right back by the end of the show. We're on the trolley back alley, heading down to Nutmeg Junction.
In every world, in every age, there are epic battles to be fought between virtuous heroes and treacherous villains. Those evildoers who commit acts of darkness are often lone, solitary figures of singular purpose of destruction and mayhem, and one-on-one they are defeated by their heroic foes. The evil ones rarely join forces. And yet, somewhere off the coast of an uncharted island in the deep Pacific, hidden in a skull-shaped cave and protected by an arsenal of the deadliest weapons known to humankind, the most fearsome group of supervillains who have ever faced the heroes of this world reached a fragile accord and together plot their most heinous future. But there are some villains who weren't invited to the island or otherwise couldn't afford the plane fare, or otherwise just overslept and missed the meeting. And these villains met at an abandoned discount sushi restaurant in a strip mall. And this is their story.
Welcome to the first official meeting of the conglomerate of super-powered challengers to our arch-nemesis. It is I, Dr. Twomley, and as always, with me is the muscle in my outfit, the one, the only, Ox.
Hello. It's so nice to see so many familiar faces, especially on such an important occasion, which is, of course, my birthday. You know, I like to think this is both a meeting of supervillains as well as a birthday party, because, like I always say, villainy is a family that I don't want to see every day, but every once in a while...
That's enough, Ox.
Okay.
By ourselves, we are strong, but together, we can pool our resources and defeat our enemies. Our goal today is to be united so that we may plot a most heinous future.
Take care, Dr. Twomley, for it is I, the Storm Drain. And I demand to know, is this a cash bar situation or what? The restaurant's closed, and I'd like some feedback.
You're not recognized, Storm Drain.
How can you not recognize the Storm Drain? I'm the sixth most popular enemy to Watra Woman there ever was.
I recognize the Storm Drain from the gutters on his arms and the SD on his chest.
Thank you, Computator. I mean, he wasn't recognized to speak. We all know he's the Storm Drain. Everyone can see the SD on his chest.
I thought he was the SD card boy or something.
I agree, Stinging Nettle. For the record, can I just add, at the start, I find this whole thing very concerning. I mean, the meeting is not following Robert's rules of order, but maybe that's something that only Mr. Minutia would notice.
This is my meeting, Mr. Minutia. I called it. I was the one who said we should all get together. I was the one who sent all those evites. So it is I, Dr. Twomley, who is in charge.
Although it should be noted, I was the one who went to the stationery store and picked out the invitation cards and did all the calligraphy before we figured out we didn't have anyone's physical addresses. So if you want to grab your invitation cards before you leave, you can probably find your names on the envelopes.
Ox, you did the calligraphy yourself? Very nice touch.
Thank you, Laffa.
Yes, oh, that's nice.
Calligraphy is a nice stress reliever, too, you know? I tried yoga, but it didn't stick. Anyway, I'm running out of ink if anyone's looking for a last-minute birthday gift.
If clarity in this forum is our aim, we should go around the room and say our names.
Yes. That's nice.
Thank you, Poet Master. It's fairly obvious we're all very infamous in our own ways, am I right? We all have faced our arch-nemesis in our own way, and that being said, if everyone insists we should go around the table, I'll certainly allow it. So let's start here, on the right.
Wait a minute. The drainer over here already had his introduction. Let's keep it moving.
If you really want some trivia, I used to be called the drainer. But people giggled too much, so now I am the storm drain, fearsome foe of Watra Woman.
You keep saying Watra. Do you mean Water Woman?
Well, come on, Laffer. You know Watra Woman spells it with an R-E at the end. Like how some theater people spell their theater with an R-E at the end instead of an E-R. Well, she's just being all fancy and everything, but I'm trying to be respectful.
My query's purpose is clear and plain. I asked, what's your superpower, Storm Drain?
That's the Storm Drain to you, Poet Master, not just Storm Drain. I have to keep it consistent or I lose the trademark.
I was not trying to be a name cheater. I was only trying to keep my meter.
Does the Poet Master have to rhyme every time? Oh, I just made a rhyme too, and I wasn't even intending to. I better stop now. This is getting contagious.
No more rhyming, Computator. I think one poet is enough. If we all start rhyming, it's going to get too tough. Oh, I'm starting to do it too. Never mind. The Storm Drain, proceed with your answer.
To answer Computator's question, what's my superpower? Well, when Watra Woman attacks me with water, I redirect it. I have the power to redirect any liquid used against me. Ha! 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 Ha!
What if she attacks you with ice?
Oh, then it just hurts. Say, did we ever get a ruling on whether there's a cash bar here or not?
Let's keep it moving. It's your turn to go next. You, with the one keyboard on your arms and a mouse for a belt buckle.
It is I, Computator, and I use a computer to aid me in all my plans.
Like, you use some kind of a specially designed supercomputer? Oh, that would be helpful.
No, I bought mine off the shelf, but it's pretty super. It's got 8 megabytes of RAM, and you can use it to surf the internet, and I think it has a touchscreen display. But I haven't figured out how to do that yet.
I noticed you're not even using a smartphone.
You don't have to be on the grid all the time, Mr. Minutia.
Thank you, Computator. Before we go any further, I just want to make a note that I thought I made it very clear in the Evite. I told everyone it was BYOB tonight.
I am personally disappointed in this.
Don't blame me if you don't scroll to the end of the email. For the record, my emails are always worth reading through to the end. I usually have a very inspirational quote, something pithy and poignant.
But without beverages, how are we ever going to fight off that storm drain if he attacks?
Your words sting more harshly than your nettles, Stinging Nettle.
It's your turn anyway, Stinging Nettle. You have the floor.
My reputation has preceded me, so you know. Beware my power, for I am the Stinging Nettle, and if I sting you, your skin will become very, very irritated.
One's attitude would also become very irritable, I'd imagine, so that would be, like, another consequence.
Precisely, Mr. Minutia. Laffer, you're next.
Okay, I'm Laffer, so that's it, I guess.
That's it? What do you mean, that's it? As soon as you begin, you decide to quit?
I'm, you know, the Laffer, so after I do some crimes and everything, I laugh. That pretty much sums it up. Self-explanatory.
You know, there's nothing like the power of laughter, especially when it's inspired by some kind of surprise, like a surprise birthday party. Did you know my friend Johnny had a surprise birthday party once, and lots of laughter? That's all I'm saying.
Okay, sure, Ox. I'll buy that.
But the laugher's laughter is diabolical and haunting. They say the laugher's laugh still frightens the citizens of Gothburg to this day.
They had it coming, you know.
That's nice.
But we notice you're not laughing now. We'd love to hear this incredible laugh. I understand it's quite impressive.
Well, I haven't done any crimes lately, so not inspired right now. It's got to be genuine. Anyone ever hear a forced laugh? The worst.
I'm just saying, if one is called the laugher, we sort of, you know, expect the laugh. Otherwise, it's slightly, well, disappointing.
Oh, here it is. Here we go. Always with the laughter. That's all I ever get nowadays from anybody. Why aren't you laughing, laugher? How about a laugh, laugher? No one ever asked me about my bank heists or my potato salad recipe. It's only the laughing thing. Really, guys?
Well, you're called the laugher, not called the potato salader.
Did you bring any potato salad?
No.
Yes.
Next time. Okay, I think we have Poet Master and Minutia Man left.
That's Mr. Minutia. I changed it after the copyright infringement lawsuit.
All right, that was your turn, Poet Lady. You're up.
Wait, that was my introduction? Don't you want to know my superpowers? Who is my arch nemesis? My secret identity? The location of my secret hideout? Okay, I'll just sit down over here.
My name's Poet Master, and I like to say I like making poetry every day.
I don't know whether to feel disappointed by that verse or just offended.
I noticed you wear a ruff. That must be difficult to hide your identity in public.
When I share my costume, I wear a sweater or a light jacket, if the weather is better.
I just want to jump in here and ask, well, really just comment, that not all poetry rhymes. If you read Wallace Stevens, now there's a poet for you. His work doesn't have to rhyme to be good, you know.
I once wrote a haiku, but nobody got it. Why leave a clue if no one can spot it?
Okay, are we all good? Did we get everyone?
A quick question. Are there scheduled bathroom breaks, or do we just pick up and go as needed?
There goes the drainer for you.
We've got a lot to get through, so you can go, obviously, but we're still going to plow through this thing, so if you miss something important, you'll have to get it from someone else. Do you have a study buddy?
Well, stinging nettle, maybe.
No.
You didn't let me finish. Stinging nettle, maybe you could recommend a study buddy for me.
The computator?
I'm already study buddies with Poet Master.
Perhaps I'd just like to say...
Laugher, then?
Sure, whatever.
Anyway, my arch nemesis is Spectacular Lad. Just in case anyone really wanted to know some additional information...
Hello?
Didn't you lock the door, Ox?
That would have been a fire code violation.
There are two customers seated in a booth, and they've grabbed a menu, forsooth.
Forsooth? Really? Kind of stretching for a rhyme, don't you think, there, Shakespeare?
What shall we do with the two civilians at the booth by the window?
Don't worry. I'll take care of them.
Now we have a very special treat coming up. As some of you know, there's another meeting going on that's happening off the coast of an uncharted island in the deep Pacific, hidden in a skull-shaped cave and protected by an arsenal of the deadliest weapons known to mankind. Was anyone here actually invited to that meeting? Anyone? Anyone? Mr. Minutia, put your hand down. We know you weren't invited to that meeting. Anyone else? Okay. Well, anyway, we share the same spirit with those folks, and we've set up a video chat. I believe they have a special message for us about the importance of forging a fragile accord and plotting our most deadly revenge.
Thank you.
brainable? It is I, Dr. Twombly.
What? Who is this? Twombly? How'd you get this number?
The computator sent you a phishing email, and you fell for it. How are things going over there?
Oh, you know, forging fragile alliances, plotting our most heinous future, the whole deal.
Are you guys taking a break or something? Because it just sort of looks like you're having a pool party. Wait, is that Tex Bijou? Cinema's singing cowboy who's DJing your event?
He's a qualified lifeguard and a singer-songwriter, so we got a deal. Anyway, I think we're losing the connection. We're losing you.
No, the connection is just fine. What's really going on?
Okay. We've decided to close up shop. Give it a rest.
Give what a rest, Brainable?
Our villainy, of course.
Why give up villainy, Brainable?
Look, Laffer, your bank heist in Gothberg, how much did you take home?
After taxes.
Thank you for the clarifying question, computator. No, let's say before taxes for the bank heist, shall we?
$500,000. I had to pay the henchmen. There were transportation costs. The laughing bombs cost money, too, so maybe $500,000.
But that's peanuts to where the real villainy is. Credit card companies, they lend money, and you get hit with 15 to 30% interest, and they charge interest every day, not just once a month, every day. And if you're late once, God help you. Your rate can go higher with no cap and plus the late fees. Oh, the late fees.
I hate late fees.
We'll never top that, so why waste our time on money grabs? The storm drain? Your motivation is revenge. What's the worst way to settle a score with Watra Woman?
I tried to use water to crush her. I mean, think of the irony! So I had a deep tank created and trapped her, but at the last minute she escaped and destroyed the device. But it was worth a shot.
Nothing compared to an entire city's water supply being contaminated with lead and unusable for years. Years! State officials were the ones who made that happen. How are you going to top that?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Even Mr. Minutia, are you ever going to be more villainous to Spectacular Lad than his ex-wife?
I haven't pored through all the details of that divorce in depth, mind you, so...
I bet you have.
All right, maybe I did. You're probably right.
But what could be possibly more villainous than I, the computator?
Online trolls?
Oh, yeah. They're the worst.
Look, go on down the line. We try to put listening devices in the richest homes in the country, and they do it themselves for free. And they talk to the devices on a first-name basis. Hello, Alexis, or whatever you're called. What's the color of an apple? Give me a break. We have to realize we're not villainous enough for the 21st century.
Well, you're Brainable. You should have seen this coming.
How were we to know that so many of the most villainous aspects of our world would be legal? I haven't even begun to talk about what goes on in Washington, D.C., or health insurance companies. It's unbelievable, really.
Are you telling us to disband the conglomerate of superpowered challengers of our arch-nemesis?
You're not the conglomerate of superpowered challengers to our arch-nemesis so much as just the League of Slightly Supervillains. That's just not good enough. Not in this day and age.
Well, that sucks. I think that was your best poem yet, Poet Master.
So do what you want, gang, but that's why we're just hanging out here. We're just going to watch a streaming service on a large screen connected to our computer and just relax.
That's not the phrase. The phrase
Stop.
Is...
We don't have the rights to use that phrase.
Intellectual property. I'm going into patent trolling and make my fortune there. So far, it's legal and extremely heinous. That's my future. Good luck. Oh, let me give you one final piece of advice before we part ways. My advice is to never contact me again. We've got work to do. Brainable out.
Okay, so I've got 2 orders of California roll with extra ginger and the soy sauce.
What is he talking about?
The booth by the window. They ordered the California rolls with the extra ginger and the soy sauce.
He took their order.
I said I'd take care of them. Besides, they were nice. They even sang a happy birthday song for me. And not just a regular kind, but the off-brand happy birthday song that the mid-level restaurant sang when they couldn't sing the regular happy birthday song due to copyright violations.
Don't get me started on copyright violations. They said Minutia Man was too close to Minute Man. I don't hear it, really.
Wait a minute, Ox. This gives me an idea.
Welcome to Supervillains. Can I take your order on my computer?
Could I get a villain burger with stinging nettle hot sauce?
An excellent choice.
And what to drink with that? Perhaps some carbonated soda water?
That doesn't sound particularly villainous.
The sugar in one of these extra-large cups is enough for 5 daily allowances! Is that evil enough for you?
Oh, sure. For the sides, could I get 2 orders of the Laffer potato salad?
You can order it, but you'll be halfway home before you realize it's not in your bag and you'll have to come back.
The laugh is famous, laugh is great! Worth the trouble, worth the wait!
Who knew we could create the most heinous future in a fast food establishment?
And when we franchise this baby, we'll take over the world! Brainable was right. We can do more evil when it's perfectly legal. Computator, when you're done taking the order, go online under an assumed name and write a positive review for us on an online review website.
Wait, even though she's a partner here? What about writing a negative review about a competition?
We're not totally supervillains, Ox. We're the slightly supervillains. So now, give that customer an unnecessarily extra long receipt for his one meal so that we waste paper and it takes up too much space in his pocket and winds up as trash in his car.
This is J. Timothy Quirk on Nutmeg Junction. A very special passenger here on our trolley is Jeff Testanero. Jeff Testanero is a writer. He is a writer specifically about the superhero genre.
Yes.
He has the LastFanboy.com site where he writes about comics, and specifically he also writes about the DC Universe in DCComicsNews.com. Jeff, we just listened to The League of Slightly Supervillains.
That was great.
Fantastic.
That was great. You need to send that to DC so they can make an actual book out of that. I would buy that at $2.99 a clip.
Fantastic. I'm so glad that you like it. Let's talk a little bit about some of the exciting things that are coming up in comics in the world in Connecticut.
August 17th through the 19th, right down at the Mohegan Sun Casino, Uncasville, Connecticut. Terrificon. Connecticut's largest comic book convention and cosplay convention. I went last year for the first time. It was awesome. Great vendors. They have some great deals on comic books. There's artists there who draw the superheroes in different ways. I got a great police lineup of all the DC villains with their nameplates from a police station there last year. Some great guests. I met Scott Snyder, who writes for DC Comics last year. Last year was Burt Ward. This year, though, they've got Greg Sipes, who is the voice of Beast Boy in DC's Teen Titans Go on Cartoon Network and Teen Titans Go to the Movies, which is, as of this recording, in theaters. Sam Jones is going to be there. Flash Gordon himself is going to be there.
Oh, wow.
Lou Ferrigno. The Incredible Hulk is going to be there. Ralph Macchio showing up this year, I guess.
Well, they just rebooted the
Cobra Kai is on. Yeah, I'm excited for that one. Let's see. Tim Steele, who writes the Green Lantern Corps for DC Comics. DC writer Peter Tomasi. He writes Superman.
Sure.
And a lot of great artists and writers will be there for autographs, photo ops. They'll sign your books. Cosplay.
Let's talk about cosplay. Yeah. What for people who have not heard that term before, you know, because we have a wide variety of people listening to Nutmeg Junction, listening to the audio theater portion. What is cosplay, and do people have to cosplay in order to go to this terrific con?
Absolutely not. There's a lot of people walking around, you know, dressed in normal clothes. A lot of people dress up like superheroes or supervillains or even anime characters. Cosplay, you make a costume. You go dressed up as a certain character you like. Some cosplayers are really into it. I have a friend, John, who is just diehard into it. He makes all of his costumes by scratch. He looks exactly like the characters. Then you have guys like me. Last year, I showed up in a Green Lantern t-shirt with a green ring pop on.
Mm-hmm.
I was just kind
of so you're still fun. Flying the colors, but you're kind of on a different.
Yes, and I had candy, so I was all set. they do a contest. Some of these people, some of the cosplayers are really like, they look like they just walked off the pages of a comic book or off a movie screen. I mean, it's fantastic what these people do. And it's my friend John, it's all he talks about. It's like a way of life.
Wow.
It's awesome.
And for people who have never gone to a convention, specifically a comic book convention, what is the format like? Are there panels and discussions and that sort of thing?
There's panels. Depends on the size of convention you go to. They'll have a cosplay panel. They'll have DC writers talking at a certain panel. They have booths set up from vendors from around, you know, Connecticut, New York, sometimes New Jersey and Mass. In the convention center, you can go and you can buy merchandise off of them that they have in their stores that, you know, they usually have it on sale. Meet celebrities like Lou Ferrigno. I can't wait to meet Lou Ferrigno. I mean, that's the Incredible Hulk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Get a picture with him, you know, have him sign an autograph. You get autographs from writers, and it's really cool. It's a lot of fun. If you're going to go, I would suggest spending the whole day there because there's just so much to do.
Is it a one-day event? Is it a two-day event? What is it?
It's a whole weekend. It'll start on Friday the 17th and go through Sunday the 19th. The big day is on Saturday because everybody's off. We're going on Saturday this year. It gets pretty packed, too. So if you're going to go early.
That's Jeff Testanero. He is the writer for TheLastFanboy.com and DCComicsNews.com. Jeff Testanero, thank you for being a passenger on the trolley here on Nutmeg Junction.
Thank you, Tim.
And just a programming note, people can listen to a full half-hour interview with Jeff Testanero about DC Comics, about comics in general, about the movies and extended universe, and the DC Universe streaming service on Nutmeg Chatter. This has been episode 18 of Nutmeg Junction, which was created, written, and produced by J. Timothy Quirk, recorded at WAPJ Studio in Torrington, Connecticut. This episode, League of the Slightly Supervillains, was directed by Lana Peck. It starred Lana Peck as Dr. Twomley, Kurt Boucher as Ox, Danny Cook as the Storm Drain, Brianna Dobransky as Stinging Nettle, Robert C. Fullerton as Mr. Minutia, K.J. Johansson as The Poet Master, Joanna Raposa as The Laugher, June Robideau as The Computator, J. Timothy Quirk as The Narrator, and Jeff Savage as Brainable, with Olivia Wadsworth as The Customer. Our guest was Jeff Testanero on the trolley. We hope you enjoyed Nutmeg Junction, and may all your journeys bring you back to a happy home.